Good evening, and welcome to St. Paul's Church for this special weekend retreat with Jim Finley, exploring the foundations of contemplative living. My name is Richard Israel, and I serve as associate rector of this parish. Whether you are here only for tonight's talk or throughout the weekend, we hope your experience will be both welcoming and transforming. I want to acknowledge a number of people and groups who have contributed to making this retreat weekend possible. I want to thank our co-sponsors, River's Edge Retreat Center and the Cleveland Ecumenical Institute for Religious Studies. I also want to thank members of CONEO, Contemplative Outreach of Northeast Ohio. These organizations have tables set up in the rotunda where you registered, and I hope you'll stop by to look at their materials and have a chance to talk with them about programs that they offer. Let me make a few logistical announcements. Bathroom facilities for both men and women can be accessed most easily if you need to get up and leave during the talk by going to the rear of the church. And you'll see signs for both men's room and women's room at that narthex. I also want to thank you for honoring that this is sacred space by not bringing food or drink into the church. Finally, I want to thank Chuck Herbruck, a lifelong member of this parish and convener of a weekly Friday morning contemplative prayer group here, for planting the seeds of this weekend over 18 months ago, when he gave me a copy of Jim's book, Christian Meditation, and asked if we might invite Jim to Cleveland. Thanks to Chuck's patient perseverance and Jim's gracious response to our invitation, we're all here tonight. In the closing words of that book, Christian Meditation, Jim writes these words: "Meditation allows us to see the world through the eyes of compassion. This compassionate vision of the world allows us to live in ways in which our words and behavior towards others embody compassion. Compassion forms the essential bond between seeking God in meditation and all forms of social justice. For the more we are transformed in compassion, the more we are impelled to act with compassion toward others. One of the great movements of compassion that emerged in the 20th century is the creation of Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step programs with roots right here in Northeast Ohio. However, as we said in the brochure advertising tonight's talk, the 12 steps of AA are not just for addicts, but markers on a path towards spiritual sobriety. Please join me in welcoming Dr. James Finley, who will guide us further along that path this evening.
Thank you.